Nat Turner, Frederick Douglass, DuBois, Garvey, Adam Powell, Martin Luther King, Shuttlesworth, Walker Gore, James Lewis Farmer, Meredith Moses Holmes Jones. That's me. And I got 100,000 more names, too. They're you. But for short, you can just call me Jones tonight. And I'm on my way.
And my name is Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Mary Church Terrell, Ida Wells Barnett, Mary McLeod Bethune, Rosa Parks, Daisy Bates, Diane Nash, Charlene Hunter, Juanita Malone, Annabelle Smith. That's me. And a lot more names, too, taken from you. But for short, you can just call me Annabelle.
Annabelle?
And folks, I'm on my way.
Where?
To freedom.
Well, go right ahead, child.
And I'm on my way, too.
Where?
To freedom, children.
And I'm on my way to freedom, too. Oh, so let's all go to freedom. Children, you are today. We was yesterday. We was your grandparents and your great-great-grandparents before that on through slavery to Africa. Oh, here he is now. Here. But too old maybe to march.
Why, no such a thing. I ain't too old.
I still don't know.
But we sure ain't too old to want to vote.
Which I never did in Mississippi.
And I want to vote. Oh, yes, I do.
And I want to eat a dish of ice cream in that downtown store.
And we want our grandchildren to go to the nearest schools.
And to any university they desire, Mississippi or anywhere else.
And we want our children and our grandchildren.
And ourselves.
To be free.
Free!
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
And I won't turn back.
And I won't turn back.
Yes, indeed. They forced us to come. Now America's got us, and we've got America. We're gonna be here a while.
Maybe we got a mission to save America from herself.
I'm trying to save myself. The world knows what happened to us in slavery time, and a long time since then. Fact is, mighty not ever since in this America, sold my children away from me, sold them down the Mississippi River, away from me. I didn't know where they be And my children, they didn't know where I be. But in them days, we looked at the stars, my scattered children and me. Well, we see the same stars, but that was all we had in common in them days.
Black mothers, black children, and the stars. And all the cotton lands and rivers and marshes in between.
Yes, I didn't know where they be.
Greetings, everyone. You are in tune to the February 2022 edition of Poet Radio. My name is Chris Funkhauser, host of this monthly program at WGXC. I started the show with a recording of the opening segment of Langston Hughes's Jericho Jim Crow, a musical performed at the Sanctuary Theater, Greenwich Village, 1964. It wasn't a theater, but the sanctuary of the Village Presbyterian Church and Brotherhood Synagogue. As anyone who has listened to the program before might have recognized from this beginning, there's going to be something different about this edition of the show, with a couple of themes happening. The biggest diversion here is that for various reasons, instead of having a live guest or dipping into the archive of recordings I've made, I decided to populate the show with selections from LP records. Yes, vinyl, taken from my own collection. I've chosen two from the 1960s and one each from the 70s and 80s. Otherwise, since it's important to honor and respect Black History Month, these are albums featuring Black artists and historical material that has not really received the exposure it deserves. The piece I opened the program with is taken from a 2-LP 1964 Folkways Records release, Langston Hughes's Jericho Jim Crow. The show was directed by Alvin Eiley and William Hairston, and Hughes wrote the text. And though there's no recording data listed, I'm presuming this was recorded live. The pieces in that opening segment of the show were the ensemble piece, A Meeting Here Tonight, I'm On My Way with Joseph Addles, soloist, and I've Been Buked and I've Been Scorned with Rosalie King and ensemble. Notable in the show, which is not at all widely known as Hughes's poems are, is the presence of the Hugh Porter Gospel Singers, something new for the performing arts stage. The copy I have of this box set style record is quite a collector's item, as it's inscribed to a Mr. and Mrs. Bush by Hughes in 1965. Next recording I'll be playing is a few selections from the Anthology of Negro Poets, which was released by Folkways Records in 1965. This is a compilation edited by Arna Bontemps, featuring works by six Black poets. I've selected cuts by Gwendolyn Brooks, Margaret Walker, Sterling Brown, and Claude McKay I want to play for you, beginning with Brooks.
The dry brown coughing beneath her feet, only a while, for the handyman is on his way. These people walk their golden gardens. We say ourselves fortunate to be driving by today, that we may look at them in their gardens where the summer ripeness rots, but not raggedly. Even the leaves fall down in lovelier patterns here, and the refuse is a neat brilliancy. When they flow sweetly into their houses with softness and slowness touched by that everlasting gold, we know what they go to tea, but that does not mean they will throw some little black dots into some water and add sugar and the juice of the cheapest lemons that are sold, while downstairs that woman's vague phonograph bleats, "Knock me a kiss," and the living all to be made again in the sweatingest physical manner tomorrow. Not that anybody is saying that these people have no trouble, merely that it is trouble with a gold-flecked, beautiful banner. Nobody is saying that these people do not ultimately cease to be, and sometimes their passings are even more painful than ours. It is just that so often they live till their hair is white. They make excellent corpses among the expensive flowers. Nobody is furious. Nobody hates these people. At least, nobody driving by in this car. It is only natural, however, that it should occur to us how much more fortunate they are than we are. It is only natural that we should look and look at their wood and brick and stone and think while a breath of pine blows, how different these are from our own. We do not want them to have less, but it is only natural that we should think we have not enough. We drive on, we drive on. When we speak to each other, our voices are a little gruff.
For my people everywhere, singing their slave songs repeatedly, their dirges and their ditties, and their blues and jubilees, praying their prayers nightly to an unknown God, bending their knees humbly to an unseen power. For my people, lending their strength to the years, to the gone years, and the now years, and the maybe years. Washing, ironing, cooking, scrubbing, sewing, mending, hoeing, plowing, digging, planting, pruning, patching, dragging along, never gaining, never reaping, never knowing, and never understanding. For my playmates in the clay and dust and sand of Alabama backyards, playing baptizing and preaching, and doctor and jail and soldier and school and mama and cooking and playhouse and concert and store and hair and Miss Chumbi and company. For the cramped, bewildered years we went to school to learn to know the reasons why and the answers to and the people who and the places where and the days when. In memory of the bitter hours when we discovered we were black and poor and small and different, and nobody cared, and nobody wondered, and nobody understood. For the boys and girls who grew in spite of these things to be man and woman, to laugh and dance and sing and play and drink their wine and religion and success, to marry their playmates and bear children and then die of consumption and anemia and lynching. For my people thronging 47th Street in Chicago and Lenox Avenue in New York and Rampart Street in New Orleans, lost, disinherited, dispossessed, and happy people filling the cabarets and taverns and other people's pockets, needing bread and shoes and milk and land and money and something, something all our own. For my people walking blindly, spreading joy, losing time being lazy, sleeping when hungry, shouting when burdened, drinking when hopeless, tied and shackled and tangled among ourselves by the unseen creatures who tower over us omnisciently and laugh. For my people blundering and groping and floundering in the dark of churches and schools and clubs and societies, associations and councils and committees and conventions, distressed and disturbed and deceived and devoured by money-hungry, glory-craving leeches, preyed on by facile force of state and fad and novelty, by false prophet and holy believer. For my people standing staring, trying to fashion a better way from confusion, from hypocrisy and misunderstanding, trying to fashion a world that will hold all the people, all the faces, all the Adams and Eves and their countless generations. Let a new earth rise. Let another world be born. Let a bloody peace be written in the sky. Let a second generation full of courage issue forth. Let a people loving freedom come to growth. Let a beauty full of healing and a strength of final clenching be the pulsing in our spirits and our blood. Let the martial songs be written. Let the dirges disappear. Let a race of men now rise and take control. Old Molly Means was a hag and a witch, child of the devil, the dark and sitch. Her heavy hair hung thick in ropes, and her blazing eyes was black as pitch. Imp at 3 and wench at 11, She counted her husbands to the number 7. Oh, Molly, Molly, Molly Means. There goes the ghost of Molly Means. Some say she was born with a veil on her face, so she could look through unnatural space, through the future and through the past, and charm a body or an evil place. And every man could well despise the evil look in her cold black eyes. Old Molly, Molly, Molly Means, dark is the ghost of Molly Means. And when the tale begun to spread of evil and of holy dread, her black hand arts and her evil powers, how she cast her spells and called the dead. The young'uns was afraid at night, and the farmers feared their crops would blight. Old Molly, Molly, Molly Means, cold is the ghost of Molly Means. Then one dark day she put a spell on a young gal bride just come to dwell in the lane, just down from Molly's shack. And when her husband come riding back, his wife was barking like a dog, and on all fours like a common hog. Oh, Molly, Molly, Molly Means, where is the ghost of Molly Means? The neighbors come, and they went away and said she'd die before break of day. But her husband held her in his arms and swore he'd break the wicked charms. He'd search all up and down the land and turn the spell on Molly's hand. Oh, Molly, Molly, Molly Means, sharp is the ghost of Molly Means. So he rode all day and he rode all night. And at the dawn he come in sight of a man who said he could move the spell and cause the awful thing to dwell on Molly Means, to bark and bleed till she died at the hands of her evil deed. Old Molly, Molly, Molly Means, this is the ghost of Molly Means. Sometimes at night, through the shadowy trees, she rides along on a winter breeze. You can hear her holler and whine and cry. Her voice is thin and her moan is high. And her cackling laugh or her barking cold bring terror to the young and old. Oh, Molly, Molly, Molly Means. Mean is the ghost of Molly Means. Toughest gal I ever did see was a gal by the name of Kissy Lee, the toughest gal God ever made, and she drew a dirty, wicked blade. Now this here gal wa'n't always tough. Nobody dreamed she'd turn out rough, but our Grandma Mamie had the name of being the town's sin and shame. When Kissy Lee was young and good, didn't nobody treat her like they should. Allus getting beat by no good shine, and allus quick to cry and whine. Till her grandma said, "Now listen to me. I'm tired of your whining, Kissy Lee. People don't never treat you right, and you allus scrapping or in a fight. When I was a gal, wasn't no soul could do me wrong and still stay whole. I got me a razor to talk for me, and after that they let me be." Well, Kissy Lee took her advice, and after that she didn't speak twice. 'Cause when she learned to stab and run, she got herself a little gun. And from that time, that gal was mean, meanest mama you ever seen. She could hold her liquor and hold her man, and she went through life just raising sand. One night she walked in Jim's saloon and seen a guy what spoke too soon. He done her dirt long time ago when she was good and feeling low. Kissy bought her drink and she paid her dime, watching this guy what beat her time. And he was making for the outside door when Kissy shot him to the floor. Not a word she spoke, but she switched her blade, and flashing that little old baby paid. Every living guy got out of her way, because Kissy Lee was drawing her pay. She could shoot glass doors off of the hinges. She could take herself on the wildest binges. And she died with her boots on, switching blades, on Talladega Mountain in the liquor raids. That Staggerly was an all right lad till he killed that cop and turned out bad. Though some do say to this very day, he killed more than one before he killed that Faye. But anyhow, the tale ain't new. How Stackerly just up and slew a big policeman on 11th Street. And all he knowed was tweet, tweet, tweet. Or I spec he done some too bad dirt with that blade he wore underneath his shirt. And it ain't been said, but he could have had a dirk in his pocket because he sure was bad. But one thing's certain and two things show. His bullets made holes no doc could cure. And that there cop was good and done when he met Stackerly and that blue boy's gun. But the funniest thing about that job was he never got caught by no mob. And he missed the lynching meant for his hide, cause nobody knows how Stackerly died. Bad man Stackerly ain't no more. Oh, bad man Stackerly ain't no more. But his ghost still walks up and down the shore of Old Man River round New Orleans with her gumbo rice and good red beans. This here's a tale of a sure enough man what lived one time in the Delta land. His hand was big as a hog's fat ham, and he used to work for Uncle Sam. His gums was blue, and his voice was mellow. And he talked to mules fella to fella. The day he was born in the Mississippi bottom, he made a meal on buttermilk and sorghum, a mess of peas, and a bait of turnips. And when he finished, he smacked his lips and went outside to help pick cotton. And he growed up taller than a 6-foot shooter, skinning mules and catching barracuda, and stronger than a team of oxen. And he even could beat the champion boxing. And ain't nary man in Dixie's forgotten how he could raise 2 bales of cotton while one hand anchored down the steamboat. Oh, there ain't no tale was ever wrote about Big John Henry that could start to tell all the things that big boy knowed so well. How he learned to whistle from the whippoorwills and turn the wheels what ran the mills. How the witches taught him how to conjure and cure the colic, and ride the thunder. And how he made friends with a long, lean hound, saying it's just John Henry, a giftin' round. But a 10-pound hammer done killed John Henry. Yeah, a 10-pound hammer killed John Henry. Bust him open, wide, Lord. Wrapped him over, wide, Lord. Poor John Henry. He cold and dead.
Ma Rainey. When Ma Rainey comes to town, folks from any place, miles around, from Cape Girardeau, Poplar Bluff, flocks in to hear Ma do her stuff. Comes flivvering in, or riding mules, or packed in trains, picnicking fools. That's what it's like for miles on down, to New Orleans, Delta, and Mobile Town, when Ma hits anywheres around. They comes to hear Ma Rainey from the Little River settlements, from Black Bottom cornrows, and from lumber camps. They stumble in the hall, just a-laughing and a-cackling, cheering like roaring water, like wind in river swamps. And some jokers keeps their laughs a-going into crowded aisles, and some folks sits there waiting with their aches and miseries, till Ma comes out before him, a smiling gold-toothed smiles, and Long Boy ripples minors on the black and yellow keys. Oh, Ma Rainey, sing your song. Now you's back where you belong, get way inside us, keep us strong. Oh, Ma Rainey, lil and low, sing us about the hard luck round our dough. Sing us about the lonesome road we must go. I talk to a fella and the fella say she just catch hold of us some kind of way. She sang backwater blues one day. It rained 4 days and the skies was dark as night. Trouble taking place in the lowlands at night. thundered and lightened, and the storm began to roll. Thousands of people ain't got no place to go. Then I went and stood upon some high old lonesome hill and looked down on the place where I used to live. And then the folks, they naturally bowed their heads and cried, bowed their heavy heads, shut their mouths up tight and cried. And Ma left the stage and followed some of the folks outside. There wasn't much more the fella say. She just gets hold of us that away.
The tropics in New York, bananas ripe and green and ginger root, cocoa in pods and alligator pears, and tangerines and mangoes and grapefruit, fit for the highest prize at parish fairs, set in the window, bringing memories of fruit trees laden by low singing rills and dewy dawns and mystical blue skies, in benediction over nun-like hills. My eyes grew dim, and I could no more gaze. A wave of longing through my body swept, and hungry for the old familiar ways, I turned aside and bowed my head and wept. If We Must Die is the poem that makes me a poet among colored Americans. Yet, frankly, I have never regarded myself as a Negro poet. I have always felt that my gift of song was something bigger than the narrow confining limits of any one people and its problems. Even though many of my themes were racial, I wrote my poems to make a universal appeal. When If We Must Die was first published in 1919, it was denounced by many conservative white leaders as evidence of a new spirit among Negroes. Senator Henry Cabot Lodge read it into the records of Congress. But times change, and so I was not at all surprised when during the Nazi air blitz on Britain, an English anthologist requested the use of If We Must Die for an anthology of verse. But I was surprised by what happened when I turned on my radio one morning in 1944. A commentator was telling about the death of a young white American soldier on the Russian front. The commentator went on to say that the youth was a lover of poetry, and he proceeded to read one of five poems which had been discovered on the dead youth's body, and he read If We Must Die. The commentator did not mention the name of the author, Claude McKay, nor did he state that the poem was the work of a colored man. Perhaps he did not know, but I felt profoundly gratified and justified. I felt assurance that If We Must Die was just what I intended it to be, a universal poem. And wherever men are pressed with their backs against the wall, abused, outraged, and murdered, whether they are minorities or nations, black or brown or yellow or white, Catholics or Protestants or pagans, fighting against the terror, If We Must Die could be appropriately read. If we must die, let it not be like hogs, hunted and penned in an inglorious pot, while round us bark the mad and hungry dogs, making their mock at our accursed lot. If we must die, oh, let us nobly die, so that our precious blood may not be shed in vain. Then even the monsters we defy shall be constrained to honor us, though dead. O kinsmen, we must meet the common foe. Though far outnumbered, let us show us brave, and for the 1,000 blows, deal one death blow. What though before us lies the open grave? Like men, we'll face the murderers, cowardly pack, pressed to the wall, dying but fighting back.
You've just been hearing some recordings taken from the 1965 Anthology of Negro Poets. At the top, Gwen Brooks's Beverly Hills, Chicago, followed by five poems by Margaret Walker, For My People, Old Molly Means, Kissy Lee, Stackily, and John Henry. The recordings of Brooks and Walker were made by Moses Ash in 1954. Then I played Sterling Brown's Ma Rainey, recorded by Ash in the 1940s, and then two pieces by Claude McKay, also recorded in the 1940s, engineer uncredited. Pieces by McKay were The Tropics in New York and If We Must Die. Beyond the content of this work, while I was ripping the tracks from vinyl, I noticed how different the sound quality was between Ash's Brooks and Walker recordings. On the vinyl, listening closely, you can hear a type of latency in the sounds of the voice that I normally associate with digital production. I thought it might have been something having to do with my transfer method, but it's not there on Brooks's voice. This irregularity in the Walker recording surprises me, as it appears to have occurred in the mastering of Walker's tracks. Okay, before I get back to the poetry, I wanted to inform listeners that the WGXC Winter 2022 Pledge Drive is coming up shortly, as it is scheduled to run from March 6th to 18th. During this period, we will be actively working to add sustaining subscribers, and I hope you will consider signing on and showing your support. When you're able to do so, please head over to wgxc.org/donate and register your contribution to our beloved community radio station. Okay, the rest of the show will focus on two albums featuring the work of Amiri Baraka, an artist whose dramatic works at first terrified me, but who I came to revere and then had the great pleasure and privilege to work with closely for a few years. I'm guessing some listeners may have seen the TSL screening of the new film about the Baraka family, Why Is We Americans? And if not, I recommend others to be on the lookout for it. The pieces I'm going to play now are from the 1972 Black Forum / Motown LP titled It's Nation Time.
Whoa, what can it be? Whoa, what can it be? What can it be? Whoa, 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 be. What can it be? Yo. What can it be? What can it be? Whoa, 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 be. What can it be? Yo. That's holding me. What can it be that's holding, holding me, holding me from getting free? Whoa, 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 do you know? If you do, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me. Whoa, you don't know, maybe it's just we. Maybe it's just we always talking, me. When it's we, when it's we, it's that me that's holding we. It's that me that's holding we. We need to hook all them me's together. We need to hook all them me's, all them bad, bad me's together. All them bad, bad, bad me's together, close, close together. All them Muslims and Methodists and Panthers and Nationalists and Jitterbugs and Pimps and hooked up sweet flesh mamas. All us, y'all them inside ourselves need to get on outside ourselves. All them me's, all them me's, all them me's. All the me's need to hook up into a big we. Yeah, all the me's need to hook up into a big we, a big, 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 black, black we. All the big, black, bad, bad me's need to hook up. Need to hook up. Need to hook up. Hook up. In a bad black we. Yeah, in a bad black we. A bad, bad, a black we. Yeah, a bad we. Yeah, yeah. A bad we. Yeah, yeah. A bad, bad we. See. Bad, we see, yeah, we, a bad black devil jamming we, yeah. Come back, Pharaoh.
Come back, Pharaoh. Pharaoh can't go where he needs in himself, a dead head. Pharaoh can't go where he needs in himself, a dead head. He keeps seeing old dust lift around himself, and bunches of whiteys riding, riding round, shooting up in the sky, winking and smiling, don't get it. Winking and smiling, don't get it, nothing get it but getting it, and that's something no irony can cure. You got to get it to have it. You got to get it to have it. Even salvation, even substance, a spirit, even sight to see, to be, a flame, a rhythm in the universe. Come back, Pharaoh! Pharaoh now, people even his own talk bad about. Mulattoes in business suits run his old joint, and they feel good throwing him handouts like they for him. In his agony, a bull sit in on his head. A bullet sit in his head. A bullet rip his sick old head apart. In the street, run on. It speak like heaven, a charm for the god. It groan stagey, sun's up for morning to be regular. It color everything. It give it taste and sound and aliveness. It give it taste and sound and aliveness. Oh, Pharaoh churns inside, he wants himself. Oh, Pharaoh, he churns inside, he wants himself. He blow all night. Hear me, mama, blow forever. Some he blow be sweet, some he blow be not. On the not side now, mama, but stay with me, mama, be with me, be part of my seeing. Be me on the sweet side, soon on the sweet side. Now I close my eyes open to see you and the sun and the strong realities of our actual lives, even amidst the skulls of the inferno. Snow hell bathes us sometime in the unfeeling. Come on, I'm gonna feel anyhow. Gonna feel and be me anyway. Come on, I'm gonna feel anyhow. I'm gonna feel and be me anyway. Gonna stand and breathe good air. Gonna reach deep in my soul. My ba, my ba, my ba, 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 my ba. Deep in my ba, my ba, ba, and get it all out. Get it all out. I'm gonna raise myself and you, love. I'm gonna raise myself and you, love. I'm gonna shake off madness and dead skull songs. I'm gonna stretch out further. I'm gonna scare you with my flowers. They're gonna be so bright and popular. Pharaoh, he stand and hear him and smile. Smile it out. Smile it out. Laugh loud and it look like a sun. It could be a sun. Bless. It's warm and it heat us. It grow what we need. And Pharaoh, he wait till you finally say his name sweet again. In sweet times. In natural faith times. Pharaoh, he enter inside us and he be seeing through our skin house. Pharaoh, then he alive again, and we too, we alive again. And all around, stuff start to grow. All around, the universe talks back and explains its beautiful self. All around, all over. All around, all over, back behind, all back behind and under. All sideways and backways, then reversed and forward. All over and under, everywhere, the single rhythm. All back behind and sideways and under and over and around and reversed and forward, all over and under everywhere, the single rhythm, the single holy rhythm, the single holy black universal rhythm, the single black holy rhythm, a little nice quiet tremor. And the blowing is yeah. The blowing is yeah, just like it. The blowing is yeah, a nice little quiet tremor. The single universal holy black rhythm, just like it's yeah and yeah. Yes sir, sweet daddy, sun god soul. Yes sir, sweet black daddy, sun god soul. Yes sir, sweet daddy, god sun soul. You back and we black. Yes sir, you back and we black and yeah and yeah yeah and yeah. Come back, Pharaoh. Come back, Pharaoh. Who will survive America? Few Americans, very few Negroes, and no crackers at all. Who will survive America? Few Americans, very few Negroes, and no crackers at all.
Who will survive America? Very few Negroes, no crackers at all.
Survive America with your 20-cent habit, your four-bag Jones. Will you survive in the heat and fire of actual change? I doubt it. Will you survive, woman, or will your nylon wig catch a fire at midnight and light up Sterling Street and your ass prints on the pavement? Grease was melting in this brother's eyes. His profile was shot up by a Simba. So you know what's coming around the corner was really Tony Curtis, and not a misguided brother got his mind hanging out with Italian. Who will survive America? The black future will. You can't with the fat stomach between your ears, scraping nickels out the inside of nigger daydreams. Few Americans, very few Negroes. Maybe no red Negroes at all. Who will survive America? Who will survive America? The stiff-backed chalk lady Baptist in blue lace, if she shrinks from blackness in front of the church, following the wedding of the yellow robots, will not survive. She's old anyway, and they moving her church in the wind. Old people, no. Christians, no. First Negroes, be invisible to truth. 1944 Minnesota, no, no. Nothing of that will be anywhere. It will be burned clean. It might sink and steam up the sea. America might, and no Americans, very few Negroes will get out. And no crackers at all. No crackers at all. No crackers at all. No crackers, no crackers at all. But the black man will survive America. His survival will mean the death of America. Survive, black man. 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 Black woman, too. Survive, black man. Survive, black man. Survive, black man. Black woman, too. Black woman, too. Black woman, too. Let us all survive who need to. Let us all survive. Let us all survive. Let us all survive who need to. Okay, okay. We wish each other good luck.
He loved Mark.
His mama loved Jesus.
His brother.
How Africans got to be Negroes.
He loved Mark.
His mama loved Jesus.
His brother.
He loved Mark.
His mama loved Jesus.
His brother.
How Africans got to be Negroes.
His mama loved
Jesus.
And quiet as it's kept, that's Rockefeller chasing them. A laissez-faire capitalist was what he called himself. The sister, she dig Ally McGraw and the quiet babe that imitated John Garfield in the last lost Sidney Porter epic. Altogether, that's ain't it, everybody.
He loved Mark.
His mama loved Jesus.
He loved Mark.
His mama loved Jesus.
He loved Mark.
And
Reddick
Money. The sister, she did Ally McGraw. And the quiet babe that imitated John Garfield in the last lost Sidney Porter epic. Altogether, that's ain't it, everybody. 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 That's the whole damn white race, ain't it? That's the whole damn white race, ain't it? The whole damn white race, ain't it?
He loved Mark.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. There's some jive cracker most niggas trust. It's nation time. Time to get together. Time to be one strong, fast, black energy space. One pulsating, positive magnetism rising. Time to get up and become, become. Time to become, time to get up, become. Black genius, rising spirit, muscle, sun man. Get up, rise, heart of universe is the beat, future of the world. The black man is the future of the world, become. Rise up, future, the black genius, spirit, reality. Move from crossroads back, from dead snake head, from weak funeral in slow motion, from dams and teeth and coward dip, from jibber jabber, pat me boss, pat me sandwich. When the brothers strike, niggas, come out, niggas. When the brothers take over the school, help niggas, come out, niggas. All niggas, negroes must change up. Come together in unity, unify for nation time. It's nation time, it's nation time. Get up time and nation fire. Sing a miracle firelight. Sing an airplane invisibility for the Jesus niggas come from the grave. For the Jesus niggas dead in the cave, rose up past. Jew juice on Channel World. Raise up Christ, nigga. Christ was black. Krishna was black. Django was black. Black Jesus, nigga, come out and strike. Black Jesus, nigga, come out and strike. Come out and strike. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, come out, strike. Close forward. Close prudential. Burn the policies. Get a glass of them dead statues. They just imitating life. Django, Buddha, black, Hermes, Rastus, black, Moses, Krishna, black. When the brothers wanna stop animals, come out, niggas, come out. Come out, niggas, 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 come out. Come out, niggas, 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 come out. Help us stop the devil, help us stop the devil, help us stop the devil, help us build a new world. Niggas, come out, niggas, come out, niggas, come out. Niggas, come out. Brothers are we, with you and your sons, your daughters are ours, and we are the same, all the blackness from one black color. When the world is clear, you be with us. Come out, niggas, come out. Come out, niggas, come out. This nation time. 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 It's nation time, it's nation time. Chant with bells and drums. It's nation time, it's nation time. Get up, Santa Claus. Get up, Roy Wilkins. Get up, Donna Raw. Get up, Donna Warwick. Get up, Joey Brown. It's nation time, build it. Get up, Muffin Dragon. Get up, Rastus. For real, become Rasta Ferrari. Rastua, get up, nigga. Come over here, take a bow, brother. It's nation time.
You've just heard seven cuts from the LP titled It's Nation Time, African Visionary Music, which was recorded in Harlem by Luis Gonzalez and released by Imam Umar Baraka in 1972. Songs or poems were Kutoa Umoja, Come Back Pharaoh, Who Will Survive, How Africans Move, The Spirit of Creation, and concluding with It's Nation Time. This album combines the dazzling work of four distinct groupings of musicians: Spirit House Makers, New Music Group, Matchmakers 1619, and African Drummers, clearly capturing a pan-cultural spirit and, as it says on the LP cover, quote, the new life sense of African men and women in the West, unquote. Baraka was, as everyone knows, devoted to music as well as poetry. As he writes on the cover of New Music, New Poetry, poetry, first of all, was and still must be a musical form. It is speech musicked. It, to be most powerful, must reach to where speech begins a sound and bring the sound into full focus as highly rhythmic communication, high speech. Black poetry, in the main, from its premise, unless the maker be considerably whited out, means to show its musical origins and resolve as a given. Just as blues is, on one level, a blues form, so black poetry begins as music running into words. The poetry I want to write is oral by tradition, mass aimed at its fundamental functional motive. Black poetry in its mainstream is oracular, sermonic. It incorporates the screams and shouts and moans and wails of people inside and outside of the churches. The whispers and thunder, vibrato and staccato of the inside and outside of the people themselves, and it wants to be as real as anything else and as accessible as a song about a real world full of good and evil, unquote. And the final recording I'll play on the show, titled Against Bourgeois Art, is taken from the new music, new poetry album Baraka made with David Murray, tenor sax, and Steve McCall on drums, which was produced by Bob Cummins and engineered by Steve Selim, released on Indian Navigation in 1981. Thanks so much for listening, and hope you enjoyed hearing these records. Catch you next time here on WGXC.
This poem is, I read at poetry festivals, as I said before, because I always encounter this entity and object in these poetry readings. It's called Against Bourgeois Art. War on the horizon. A ship with bloody sail. Andy Young slips on his Chamberlain appeasement get-up. He got from ears listening to the CP hype Martin Luther King. Is there somebody out here to record this? The U.S. being thrown out the front door. The Russian bear charging through the back door. My man suddenly clearly an apologist for new style colonialism, telling us we can't fight the U.S. Those centuries of our dead are buried here. Oceans of our blood have fertilized a black nation in the South. Is there someone here to get this down? Can I get a, like they say, witness? An eye that can see through this here? In Jimmy Carter's snake oil show, there is a room nobody talks about. Steel door, fumes seep underneath. Inside, blood and hair on the floor. Bones stacked in the corner. Photos of Goering, Goebbels, Joe McCarthy, and Nixon in the nude, trying to put helmets on their pecker woods. Will somebody put this stuff out? You walk through a museum, all the colors of the spectrum right there, but not one image, except of checks passing. Pollock dollar signs, the Cooning fortunes, Larry Rivers pots at the end of the rainbow. No people, no love, no heart and soul, insides flowing out. No fighting in the sky, no fires rip the street, no children screaming death, no police, no state, except it is the state, bulls sitting on the wall. No people struggling, just colors, thrown by baby snooze, down and leaving unintellectual. No record of this place. As wild a motherfucking joint as America is, somebody should get this shit down, otherwise no one will believe it. Get it down. Get it on the record. Get the hate, the horror, the lies, the Rockefeller monsters eating corpses. Hey, bro, say hey, what it is, dude? Yeah, tutu, do it is your wow, wow, doo-doo-doo, baby, baby. Carrying the radio on the show. Eating corpses, coal mines, garment center, assembly line. Hot steam and steel poured through space. Not any of life is there. Hey, poet! You artist! He turns in the shadows, sucking marble, dribbling Andy Warhol's lost nut. He is an artist. He is a poet of Po-9, too. His work is about everything. His work is about the universe. Her work is about stars belching. Her work is about gray hair lost in the desert, peeped in a teeny voice. No babies, no screams, no red light, no future. Death peeped in a teeny voice. Stupidity dripped in a sulky voice. Bourgeois poets yodel nonsense about boring absence. They think up funny ways for letters to sit on the page. Concrete bull, arty dumb shit. They are safe as old toilet paper. Revolution sweeps the world. Bourgeois artists stare at crumbs of dust in the light. People change reality. But these dull imitation poets talk to us of fragmented nothingness, like two-cell creatures trying to bebop. The world is heavier than they know. They do not know. They fight knowledge with abstraction and think they cool because they talk to themselves. They are full of shit, like vultures pecking on an open grave. They uphold dying capitalism and give themselves air. They think their shit is profound and complex. But the people think it's as profound and complex as monkey farts. Now meditate on that.
Day.